out here at the Minnesota State Fair getting ready for the Almanac. I got a different little sound effect here. I forgot the kazoo, so we had to go with the ahuga horn.
We can give ahuga.
Hey, we got Jason from White Bear Lake. He is here. He's going to get us started here for today's Almanac. Jason, how you doing? Talk right into that microphone. Let's get us started, would you, Jason?
Alrighty. This is Tuesday, August 29th, the 241st day of 2017. There are 124 days left in the year. This is the Almanac for the fair.
All right, thank you. Good job. Great job, Jason, in White Bear Lake here on the Almanac. Eric, back in the studio, you don't have to drop the music all the way down. I can't hear it right now, so you can bring it up a little bit so I can hear it. Thank you very much. Closed circuit back to the studio. Jason, good job, by the way. 1877 on this date, Mormon religious leader Brigham Young died at the age of 76. BYU University, that whole thing, Mormon out in Utah. When he died, any idea how many wives he had? Supposedly he had more than one.
It was a pile.
It was a pile of wives. Did he have to do anything around the house with that number of wives?
I think he did very little vacuuming and dusting.
Well, he quarterbacked the BYU football team. He was one of the great quarterbacks along with Steve Young and Jim McMahon.
Sure.
Brigham Young died. He was 76, 1886. In New York City, the ambassador to U.S. from China, Chinese ambassador Li Hung Chang.
Oh, yes.
He's a chef. The chef for Li Hung Chang. Not the actual ambassador, but the chef to the ambassador invented chop suey on this date.
Oh.
So it's more of an American invention than Chinese.
Right.
And it doesn't go all the way back to like the Ming Dynasty.
Right.
It goes to 1886. So chop suey is actually relatively, kind of like egg rolls and some other things, really, and margarita and some other things, pretty recent inventions.
Is chop suey a lot different than chow mein?
It is different.
We don't know why.
We don't know why.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've had chop suey.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Hong Kong phooey,
right,
which is a similar thing.
Right, yeah, cartoon.
1958, Air Force Academy opened in Colorado Springs. You've been there.
I did. I was there a year ago in June for my nephew's graduation. It is quite a place, the Air Force Academy. It is something else.
That was in 58. Also, 1957, we need to backtrack. Of course, somebody's going to get fired because this is out of order. 1957, Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina. Listen to this. Of course, he was in Congress for like 100 years.
Right.
Strom Thurmond was in there forever, and he almost talked for that long. He set a filibuster record that still stands today. Strom Thurmond of South Carolina spoke for 24 hours and 18 minutes. Straight.
Wow.
To filibuster a bill so they wouldn't vote on it. I guess it got passed anyway. So all that for nothing for Strom Thurmond. He took years off his life. He would have lived to be 150 had he not filibuster.
No different than you doing the state high school hockey tournament for Channel 45. It's about the same amount of time.
But that's fun, though.
Well,
I don't know how much fun he was having filibustering. I have a good time doing the hockey thing. That's what gets me through it. 14 games in 4 days.
Right.
1958, this date.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry.
Does that sound kind of familiar?
Well, the song does. I know. Yeah.
It's John Lennon singing.
Wow.
He, George Harrison, and Paul McCartney right there as the Quarrymen made their first ever public appearance, their first live show together on this date, 1958. Of course, they originally had Pete Best as their drummer. They would switch to Ringo, and shortly, in a couple of years, they'd become the Beatles. But
and
in 58,
did.
They were still the Quarrymen.
They did pretty
on
well.
This date. And very ironically, I'm assuming it's ironic that they didn't plan this, but then only 8 years later, it's hard to believe the Beatles weren't around that long.
No.
And they weren't together that long, but they had just such a big impact because it was 8 years after that, 1966. This is actual audio from Candlestick Park on this date, 1966. They didn't have the greatest of recording equipment back then. It's probably a bootleg recording off of somebody's TIAC reel-to-reel.
Or a cassette.
1966, the Beatles, their last major concert. They would not perform a major concert again. They did that concert on the rooftop
right
towards the end of their run. But 1966, and they were done. What year were they here at the Met? Was it 65?
65.
65, they were here at the Met. And, of course, they had the big Shea Stadium show as well. 1967, James Darrow or Darrow died. He was the guy who gave us Monopoly.
Right.
He was the actual Mr. Moneybags or whatever his name is. Mr. Pennyworth or Moneybags.
Captain, I don't know how did he come up with the you know, the different pieces,
the thimbles, the race car,
the dog, the iron,
just whatever he saw. He just looked around mailbox. There's a mailman. We'll do that. And
it was very different.
He took his glasses off and he used those. So that was in 67, 1976. This was very, very sad in the world of Hollywood.
Could you get along without me, Uncle Bill?
Can you name me one other uncle that's got a little red riding hood that always falls down?
There she is. That's Buffy from Family Affair. The
with
actress.
Brian Keith.
Brian Keith, exactly. Actress Anissa Jones died of a drug overdose on this date. She's only 18.
Oh,
so, you know, the long line of child actors and stars that got famous early on. Hollywood is littered, if you will. There's a long list of those that just didn't make it.
Right.
They couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle the pressure. They got typecast and then never found more work, and that caused problems for them. And it was a mixture of drugs that Anissa Jones died of on this date. Mm. Buffy from Family Affair. She was only 18 years old. A year later, 1977, people actually tried to dig up Elvis's body on
this
date.
Bad idea.
They wanted Vernon Presley arranged to have the bodies of his son and his wife moved, his wife, Vernon's wife, moved to the grounds of Graceland Mansion. That was 77. Sonny and Cher show aired for the final time. I love that show.
They had the little
glass globes of the kind of the cartoon character of Sonny and Cher behind them. They would always sing "I Got You, Babe" there at the end. That was in 77. 1982, we lost one of the greats of all time, and this would be Ingrid Bergman, who passed away on this date. And of course, you remember her going all the way back to Casablanca.
Sure.
Why my name, Richard?
Because you're getting on that plane.
I don't understand. What about you?
I'm staying here with him till the plane gets safely away.
No, Richard, no. What has happened to you? Last night
we said a great many things.
Yeah, and she passed away on her birthday. You're going to mention her
later.
Yeah,
we're going to hear from her here soon.
The Gons But Not Forgottens, but I took control of the audio.
That's okay.
I put the audio during her death and not her birthday just so I could have more control. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, believe me.
Me
I know.
In control. 2005 Hurricane Katrina, you got Harvey in Houston and Texas right now. Katrina at this time was tearing into the Gulf Coast on this date. Devastation in the city of New Orleans on this date, 2005. And it was on this date in 2008, another event on somebody's birthday. This time, John McCain making an announcement.
My friends and fellow Americans, I am very pleased and very privileged to introduce to you the next Vice President of the United States.
I wonder who that is.
I think I know.
Homer Simpson?
Governor Sarah Palin of the great state of Alaska.
All right, that was on this date. Of course, she was not the next Vice President.
No, this didn't work out.
Short against Barack Obama and that other one, Joseph Biden.
Yeah.
Mr. Plagiarism, who won the election in 2008. Let's move on to birthdays today, Tuesday, August 29th. Happy birthday today to John McCain. We just heard from him. Mentioned it was his birthday that he announced Sarah Palin as his running mate in 08. He is 81 today. How about Elliot Gould? He was in a lot of things, but most recently he was on Friends.
What, we have to pretend that we're married?
Son, I had to shave my ears for tonight. You can do this.
There he is. He played Ross's father, Ross and Monica's father. He was Mr. Geller.
He had hairy ears.
Elliot Gould, he did. And who doesn't, really?
Right.
Some people need a weed whip for their ear hair. He was in MASH. He was Hawkeye Pierce, right?
Yes.
He was Hawkeye Pierce. And
in
he
the
was
movie.
In Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice, Ocean's 11 and 12, Elliot Gould, 79, director Joel Schumacher, 78. He did St. Elmo's Fire, Batman and Robin. Marta Caroli, who was Bella Caroli's wife. She was kind of the brains behind that whole marriage.
And she kind of took over.
Yes.
Yeah.
National team coordinator for USA Gymnastics, the final five for them. It was the last five of gymnasts that they would have, 75. for Marta Caroli. Robin Leach celebrating today. You know who he is.
Hi, I'm Robin Leach, your host on romps to palatial playgrounds around the world. From local landmarks to the world's most lavish estates, you'll see it all, along with the superstars who rule over the riches, whether your kingdom is...
Champagne dreams, caviar wishes, you know, the whole thing with him.
The lifestyles.
That's all he did.
Of the rich and famous.
So that's Robin Leach, 76 today. Diamond Rio... The guy on the piano here for Diamond Rio, Dan Truman, keyboardist. You can hear it here one more day. That's good keyboard right there. Doesn't get much better.
I love it.
Then Marty Rowe's going to start singing, but I'm going to cut it off just before, because it's not Marty Rowe's birthday.
No,
why would we hear
Dan
from Marty Rowe? Dan Truman, 61. Rebecca De Mornay. Ooh.
She's a stripper, for God's sake.
She is not.
Her name is Chastity. She is white trash. Same as you.
There she is. Do you remember? Oh, wait, Hillbilly.
Billy.
Just called Dwight Yoakam a hillbilly. That's the opening scene in Wedding Crashers, where Rebecca De Mornay is in the divorce mediation with Dwight Yoakam.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes,
that's
I do. Pretty, oh, absolutely
pretty,
I do.
And, sure. Of course, she was the lady of the evening in Risky Business with Tom Cruise. She's the big 58 today, the big 5'8" for Rebecca De Mornay, Leah Michelle, 31 today, and really that's if you're a big fan of the band One Direction, Liam Payne is, of course, the ladies go crazy, the young girls go crazy for One Direction. I don't see it. I really don't get why.
I'm not familiar with him.
Liam Payne, no relation to former North Star Steve Payne or Major Payne. Liam Payne is 24.
All right, gone but not forgotten. There's several here to run down. Do you have a favorite poem by Oliver Wendell Holmes you'd like to recite?
Too many to pick.
We just don't have enough time to run through them. He was born on this day, 1809. Actor Barry Sullivan, born on this day, 1912. He was in Oh God and the disaster movie Earthquake, and he was in a Western. Are we doing TV themes here?
TV theme, The Tall Man.
Barry Sullivan as Pat Garrett. In The Tall Man. Who was Billy the Kid?
Clu Gallagher.
Oh, yeah. There they are. That's Barry Sullivan, born on this day, 1912. You mentioned her earlier, an actress. She was born on this day, 1915, won Oscars for Gaslight and Anastasia, and died on her birthday. Ingrid Bergman, born on this day, 1915. Actor George Montgomery, he was in Battle of the Bulge, amongst others, 1916. One of your favorites from 1917, she won Emmy for her work on The Jeffersons, Isabel Sanford.
She was wheezy.
She was.
George, communicating is somebody talking and somebody listening. I know that. Then do the last half.
Gotta love Wheezy. You know, Wheezy. They're moving on up. They moved on up.
They did. Yeah, they certainly did. Isabel Sanford, of course, got her start from All in the Family and was in some other movies. Born on this day, 1917. We do like to throw in legendary jazz musicians just because, if nothing else, we like their nicknames. Charlie the Bird Parker was born on this day, 1920.
He actually had feathers.
He did.
He grew feathers out of his spine.
Was, you know, they didn't think it was possible, and he proved them wrong. Singer Dinah Washington, 1924. Actor Dick O'Neill, he was in the program Cagney and Lacey.
He was Cagney and or Lacey's father, one of the two. I can't remember which one.
He was born on this day, 1928.
First, we have to pop rivet the joints. Now, the rivets will not be complete until they're absolutely...
There he is on Tool Time. He was Tim Taylor's old shop teacher, and they would bring him in on the show.
That's exactly why you shouldn't play around with a nail gun.
Yes, exactly. That's good advice.
So Tim, the tool man, learned from the best there. Dick O'Neill, 1928. A couple other quick ones here. Richard Attenborough, he was an Academy Award-winning director and actor. He won Best Director for Gandhi. He also did Chaplin, Cry Freedom, and some other things. He was born on this day, 1923. Former White House Press Secretary James Brady, 1940. Member of the Brady Bill is named after him. He was seriously injured in the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan. That year was 1981. He was born on this day, 1940. He was not necessarily a good man. Slobodan Milosevic.
His buddy's called Milosevic.
The Serbian president. He was a bad guy. And
ethnic cleansing. He attempted ethnic cleansing.
And pop star one of the biggest names in pop music ever, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was born on this day, 1958. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
You can say things got a little weird.
Got a little bit weird with Michael.
And then he tragically passed away.
Right, right.
That's the Almanac. That's it. Brought to you by
Kurt Weers, United Country Realty. Well, thank you, Kurt. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers of United Country Realty in Annandale.
Certainly, certainly, certainly. And Eric, you can bring the music back up because we got a little Toby Keith here now. We've got guests coming up. We'll touch on that. We've got a 16-song Mega Bobathon also on the way. Bob from the Fair. Good morning.